لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. I hope and pray that you are all doing well by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed second Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan. Of course, Friday is the most blessed day of the week, every single week of the year, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. And of course, the month of Ramadan is the most blessed month of the entire year. So we have two blessings coming together on this beautiful day, mashallah, looking outside. And the beautiful sunshine and the blue skies. And before I continue, I also want to remind you and encourage you, as I have before as well, to please do consider going outside and getting fresh air and taking a walk, riding a bike if you want to, while you're fasting, letting your children play. You may have heard about, you know, playgrounds being closed, but they are not closed. They never actually were closed. There was an announcement to that effect, but it was reversed, alhamdulillah. So children can go to the playgrounds, although masks are required near and on playground structures for the safety of everyone there. But nonetheless, you know, don't let the news and the things that we are hearing, which are concerning in their own place, prohibit you from at least going out and getting fresh air, because this is something which is very important for our bodies, we know, but is also important for our minds as well. Right, studies have shown, and we've talked about this already, that, you know, having physical workouts, having even a 5-minute walk, can have a great impact on a person's mood, on a person's mental health. And this is actually very, very important, especially as we find ourselves in the situation in which we are in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my sincere dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep each of you well physically and mentally, emotionally, spiritually. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure all of those who are ill. And you know, sadly, we are getting more and more news of people, friends, relatives, loved ones, you know, that they're either becoming ill. You know, some people who are, mashallah, very close to us in our community, and who are active members of our community, subhanallah, you know, parents, close relatives becoming ill, even passing away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy and forgiveness upon those who have returned to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure those who are ill, because it is a very concerning situation in many, you know, different areas, different parts of the world, especially in India, subhanallah. You know, we are seeing a terrible devastation. May Allah azza wa jal grant strength to all of our brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure the innocent and help them out of this predicament and protect them all. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen. My brothers and sisters, you know, we are, alhamdulillah, on the 11th day of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us this far. And subhanallah, you know, the first ashara, the first 10 days and nights of Ramadan are gone. They have passed us. And we are actually almost at the halfway mark. You know, and this is how quickly it slips away, subhanallah. You know, it's like you think, okay, it just started. And then you say, okay, you know, we're still in the first 10, and now the first 10 are gone. And very soon, you know, we're getting to the midway mark. And then right after the midway mark, you know, the second 10 are also done. And we're into the last stretch, the final run. And then that's it, you know. And then subhanAllah, it just comes to an end and slips away like that. And we don't want to be from amongst the people, you know, who regret their Ramadan. La'iyadhu billah, right? We don't want to be regretting our Ramadan. We want to be people who look back at our Ramadan and say, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me tawfiq. I was able to, you know, he with His guidance, I was able to make something of it. I was able to feel something in my heart. I was able to shed some tears. I was able to, you know, feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And ultimately, that's what we are aiming for, right? Like all of the actions that we do, yes, they're obligations and sunnahs and recommendations. But at the end of the day, right, like if you zoom out, right, like the big picture is that we want to achieve acceptance or nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And we also want to gain acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, that's the whole purpose, right? So that's why we try to do everything in the best way possible. We try to increase our goodness compared to last year. You know, we try to do better and to try to improve the things that we are doing in terms of worship and in terms of charity and good deeds, simply so that, you know, we can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal can shower us with His mercy, His forgiveness, His blessings, and that we gain His acceptance, right? At the end of the day, that is ultimately the objective. Now, you know, with regards to the situation actually that, you know, that we are in right now, I just want to mention this as well. You know, once again, we are reminded, right, that this is truly a trial that we are facing right now that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can lift from upon us. Because I've said it before as well, right? Like every time we think that we've got this, there's a new twist. And it's happened over and over again, right? And I was actually reflecting and I was thinking, subhanAllah, you know, in the past, when we read about calamities and trials and challenges that came upon people of the past, right? This is how probably it was, in the sense that, you know, there are, you know, people who don't consider it to be a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are those who feel like they themselves can save themselves, you know, that human beings themselves can save themselves, and that it has nothing to do with the power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, those who can just explain it or try to explain it through, you know, through the physical occurrences and the physical means of, you know, the explanation of the virus and how it transmits and all of those things, which are true, right, at a certain level. Absolutely, it's true. But, right, spiritually, we know that there's more than that. Right, and this goes for everything that we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about and tells us that yes, there is one level of understanding, which is the visible, which is the you know, the physical, the things that we understand and we think we understand, and we are able to explain through scientific, you know, theories, and we see it as you know, phenomena and so on. But then at a higher level, there is a spiritual reality to it as well, right? And the same thing goes for this pandemic as well. Right, there is this ground sort of reality that everyone's talking about, right, in terms of the medical experts and all that, which is important. So, you know, I'm not discounting that by any means. But what I'm saying is there's a higher reality to it as well that not everyone is talking about, that not everyone can see. And that one has to do with the spiritual realities. SubhanAllah. So at the end of the day, a reminder for myself and all of us that, you know, as we get engrossed perhaps in the nitty-gritty and the details and the breaking news alerts and, you know, the new changes and the new developments, negative or positive as well, in terms of vaccines and things like that, at the end of the day, it's all in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are, you know, little actions that we are taking as human beings. But at the end of the day, it is really going to be lifted when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, as Allah azza wa jal tells us, وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And if Allah touches you with harm, with adversity, none can undo it except Him. No one can undo it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if He intends good for you, none can withhold His bounty. He grants it to whoever He wills of His servants. And He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. So as believers, my brothers and sisters, let us remember to attribute everything back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of calamities and struggles and challenges that we face. Yes, they are linked to us in terms of our actions, our spiritual state, you know, the way we have been behaving in this world, and we, as humanity in general. So it is linked to that, but at the end of the day, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody can lift it, nobody can remove it, nobody can save themselves or others, except through their permission and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I also want to say, my brothers and sisters, that, you know, you might be feeling tired. Are you feeling tired? Are you feeling a lack of motivation? Maybe feeling a bit different this Ramadan compared to last Ramadan? And I want you to know that that is okay to a certain degree, because this isn't easy for anyone, right? By now, at this time, right, it is, people are starting to become, you know, people are starting to wear out, right? Because it's been a long run, right? It's been more than a year. So what I want to say is give yourself rest and take care of yourself, Give yourself rest, take care of yourself, and try to be smart in your ibadah. Because you see, on the one hand, we don't want to let Ramadan slip by. But on the other hand, it's also important to take care of ourselves, right? Because if we don't have strength, and if we are not, you know, doing well in terms of our health, if, in terms of our mind, right, in terms of our body, then, you know, that presents challenges in terms of being, you know, in terms of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way possible. They still do it, right? Somebody who is ill, right? Somebody who is still breathing and is still conscious, they can continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? There's so many ways of worshiping Allah. So it's still possible. But we want to be rested and be healthy so that we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better. So give yourself some rest and take care of yourself, right? But also try to be smart in your ibadah. And, you know, in Sadat Live, we've talked about maximizing your ibadah in Ramadan, maximizing your Ramadan and increasing efficiency. You know, so what I mean by that is trying to find small actions that have big impact, that have big rewards that we perhaps we don't, you know, recognize or we don't know. And most importantly, my brothers and sisters, is to increase our istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. You know, as we learn, this is something which, inshallah, will grant us ease and grant us relief, you know, out of difficult situations. And of course, has many other benefits as well. So try to hold fast to the istighfar. Now, at this point of Ramadan, the fasting, you know, the prayers, the recitation of Quran, the abstinence or the avoidance of, you know, bad habits or bad influences should be starting to have some effects on us spiritually, okay? Because, you know, it's 11 days in, right? And mashallah, you know, if you've been fasting or even if you haven't been able to, but you've been, you know, praying or doing dhikr, making dua, reciting Quran, giving charity, you know, listening to inspirational lectures, listening to the recitation of Quran as we discussed last night, you know, all of those things should start having an effect. You know, because, you know, Ramadan is related to Ramd. Ramd, Ramin Dad, heat. And scholars mention the connection with heat that is created in the body is due to a lack of food and drink. So that is specific to fasting. But just generally, when we're avoiding pollution or filth, and we're putting in, you know, cleaning solutions, when we're putting in pure things, then eventually the dirt, the filth starts breaking up, starts getting soft, right? I like to give the example of a dirty pot. You know, if you have a really dirty pot, or I mean, it could be, you know, any tool or item, object that is encased in filth and dust and you know, dirt and rust and all of those things. You know, most of the time, if you try to remove it immediately, it's going to be very, very tough, or it's not going to come off at all. But if you let it soak in water, if you put some solutions, maybe some soap or, you know, other cleaning solutions, and you leave it overnight, you leave it for some time, slowly you realize that the dirt that has been, that it is encased in or that is stuck to it, it starts, you know, starts to soften, it starts to become easier to remove. So this is our spiritual state, my brothers and sisters, because over the year, our sins cause our spiritual hearts to become rusted. And this goes for all adults, everyone who is Islamically an adult. When we sin, it has an impact on us, right? It has an impact. It may have an impact on us physically and mentally, emotionally, but spiritually, it absolutely has an impact on us. You know, so it creates this layer of filth or this crust that develops on the spiritual heart, leading it to become hardened. And when we fast and when we do all these good deeds and we protect ourselves from the sources of sin or from the sins that cause this hardening and this filth, this crust developing on our spiritual hearts, then it starts, you know, removing, it starts softening and removing that filth from our spiritual hearts. And the hardening of the heart is something that is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in at least a couple of places. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu tells us also from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَخْطَأَ خَطِيئَةً نُكِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَى. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily when the servant of Allah commits a sin, a dark spot appears upon his heart or her heart. فَإِذَا هُوَ نَزَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ وَتَابَ سُقِلَ قَلْبُ. And if he abandons the sin, or she abandons the sin and seeks forgiveness and repents, then their heart will be polished. What is going to happen? Their spiritual heart will become polished. So what's the key here? Abandoning the sin, seeking forgiveness and repenting. Then the heart is polished once again. And you think of something shiny in your home. right? Or an object that's supposed to be shiny and it becomes dirty, right? It becomes, you polish it, it becomes clean again, it becomes like new again. وَإِنْ عَادَ زِيدَ فِيهِ حَتَّى تَعْلُوَ قَلْبَهِ. And he said that if he returns to the sin, then the darkness will be increased until it overcomes the heart. Subhanallah. So we know that this darkness is something that starts eating away at the spiritual heart, starts covering the spiritual heart until it can overcome it. And once it overcomes it, then no goodness can penetrate through that heart. Al-'Iyadu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَهُوَ الرَّانُ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ that this is the covering, the rust, the covering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. كَلَّا بَلْ أَرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. No, but on their hearts is a covering because of what they have earned. So my brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual reality, right? Once again, I'm talking about the spiritual realm. So if you look at someone's heart, you're not going to see those spots, or you're not going to see that filth on their physical heart. But spiritually, it exists. It is absolutely 100% true. And thus we see that someone who is immersing themselves in committing sins and is not turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, is not sort of half in the middle, like they do commit some sin, but then they regret it, and then they do tawbah, they try to do some good, and then they go back and forth. They're not like that. But someone who keeps going and they don't repent and they don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there comes a point where their heart, their spiritual heart, becomes completely covered with this filth, right? With this covering, with this filth. And then further after that, there it's very hard for any goodness to come into that heart, for them to take any steps, because it gets gradually harder and harder and harder to repent and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So together, my brothers and sisters, the physical and spiritual effects should be leading a person to become humble, should be leading a person to feel humble and weak and small in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? At the end of the day, this is one of the primary feelings we want to develop in the month of Ramadan, right? We want to have feelings of neediness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we're building up to the last 10, to Laylatul Qadr, right? So that spiritually we feel a change happening inside of us. And if it's actually not happening, then maybe it's time to ask ourselves, okay, why is this change not happening? What am I doing wrong? What am I missing, right? What's the missing link here? Is this something that I should be doing that is actually, you know, that I'm not doing, that is stopping me from reaching that state? And my brothers and sisters, you know, I always love to remind myself, and you as well, of course, of this deep hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's actually hadith Qudsi, which means that it is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has related from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jalla has actually said, that qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah Almighty says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, ya ibadi, inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi, I have forbidden injustice, I have forbidden dhulm for myself. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. And I have forbidden it among you, so do not oppress one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have forbidden dhulm for myself, that I'm not going to commit oppression or injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not commit injustice or oppression against anyone. Against anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolutely most just and most fair, you know, being that you can ever find. Okay, so there's no more justice and fairness than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And he says that I have forbidden it amongst you, so do not oppress one another. Don't wrong one another, right? Don't oppress one another. Don't do injustice against one another. And then he goes on and says, Ya ibadi, kullukum dhalun illa man hadaytu. O my servants, all of you are astray, are misguided, except for those I have guided. Illa man hadaytu. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. So seek guidance from me and I shall guide you. And subhanAllah, you find so many stories of people who were lost. Who were lost. Some who had never even heard of Islam. Right? They were just lost. And they had this feeling, they had this belief that yes, perhaps there is a creator out there. Right? But they had no idea what to do and how to go about it. And who to follow and what to believe in. But they just made this call. They made this dua. That please guide me, my creator, I believe you're there, you know, if you're out there, please guide me to what is true. I want to be guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. Seek guidance from me and I shall guide you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided people who never even heard of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alone, you know, confined to a bed in a hospital, right? The story of Dr. Robert Davila, I believe it was, right? Subhanallah, right? Never heard of Islam, never heard of Muslims, never heard of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never came across any of this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to guide him. He sought guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him guidance. Right? And he found it, right? Pretty much on his own, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi kullukum ja'i'. Oh my servants, all of you are hungry, illa man at'amtu, except for those I have fed. Fastat'imuni at'imkum. So seek food from me and I shall feed you. Seek food from me, I shall feed you. Okay? Because ultimately it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who decides who is going to be fed and who is going to be hungry. He says, all of you are hungry, that's your current, that's your default state, except for those I have fed. Ya ibadi kullukum aarin illa man kasawtu. Oh my servants, all of you are unclothed. You have no clothes, you are all naked, except illa man kasawtu, except for those I have clothed. Fastaksuni atsukum. So seek clothing from me, and I shall clothe you. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una billayli wa nahar wa ana aghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. Oh my servants, you sin by night and day. Subhanallah. If you think about the sins that we have committed, my brothers and sisters, the sins that are committed in the world, but let's think about ourselves. Day and night. And every single person knows. Maybe no one else knows. But you know what you have done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una billayli wal nahar. O my servants, you sin by night and day. Wa ana aghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. And I forgive all sins. Fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. So seek forgiveness from me and I shall forgive you, my brothers and sisters. We are fully dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, whether it's guidance, whether it's food, drink, even oxygen. Subhanallah, every single thing we are dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and forgiveness as well. Allah azza wa jal is the one who forgives. He says, wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a. I forgive all sins, so seek forgiveness from me and I shall forgive you. My brothers and sisters, you know, we live this life, you know, often looking at it from a very narrow, close-up view. Everything is about me and I'm looking at everything from my perspective. It's my world and, you know, it's all about me, myself and I, right? When we rediscover our spirituality and we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we zoom out, we realize how small and weak and insignificant we are in this universe. And in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla tells us, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. O people, it is you who stand in need of Allah. You are the fuqara in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid. But Allah alone is sufficient, praiseworthy. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. He doesn't need anyone. Okay? The entire humanity could turn against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can disbelieve. It's not going to matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one bit for our own benefit. Right? Everyone believes. The entire world believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't increase honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one bit. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of us at all. Right? We are the ones who need Allah. We are the ones who are completely destitute and poor and needy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, this should make us feel humble to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call upon him with humility. As we discussed, you know, last night, Sunset Live, Udu'u Rabbakum Tadarru'an wa Khufya, or two nights ago, Udu'u Rabbakum Tadarru'an wa Khufya. Call upon your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call upon your Lord humbly and secretly. Innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadeen. Surely he does not like the transgressors. And one of the things, my brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah loves. You want to know what Allah loves? You want to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves from his servants when they turn to him seeking forgiveness. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Indeed, Allah loves those who are constantly repentant towards him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually very happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overjoyed, is joyful with the, and pleased with the repentance of his servant. Right? And the long hadith, you know, that gives the example of the man who loses a camel, you know, that's loaded with all of his provisions in the desert and he becomes despondent. And then the happiness he would have when the camel suddenly reappears, right? In today's times, let's say you're traveling, you're driving across Canada, not these days, of course, but in normal times, and all of your belongings are in your car. Let's say you're moving and everything's loaded up onto a U-Haul truck, and your life savings and everything is that is, you know, important to you and precious to you is in that truck. And then you stop, you go to use the bathroom or somewhere, you know, inside, and then you come back and your truck is gone, right? And all of your stuff is gone, okay? That's maybe the closest example I could find. But this situation was worse because the example the Prophet ﷺ gave, because that's in the desert, right? So there's no one there and there's no cell phone service. And, you know, and especially at that time, you know, there's no water and everything is on and you become hopeless. You have nothing left when you've lost completely everything and you're alone in the desert, right? And then the camel returns. The happiness that person would have Allahu afrahu bi tawbati 'abdi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more pleased with the repentance of his servant than that person whose camel returns in a waterless desert after it had become lost. La ilaha illallah. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if we want to be successful, what do we need to do? We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness. Wa tubu ilallahi jami'an ayyuhal mu'minun la'allakum tuflihun. And all of you, jami'an. Right, together. Watubu ilallah, so it's plural. Jami'an, all of you together, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Ayyuhal mu'minun, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. And none of us, you know, are sinless, except for the children, of course. Every single human being has made mistakes. Every single human being has committed sins. Right, we know this. How should we feel about that? Innal mu'mina yara dhunubahu ka'annahu qa'idun tahta jabal. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, related in Sahih al-Bukhari, a believer sees his or her wrong actions as if they were sitting under a mountain which he or she fears will fall on them. يَخَافُ أَن يَقَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّ الْفَاجِرَ يَنَى ذُنُوبَهُ كَذُبَابٍ مَرَّ عَلَى أَنْفِهِ. The impious person sees his wrong actions like flies passing over his nose, and he does this. And the narrator said with his hand in front of his nose, you know, he made this action. Okay, so the believers see their sins as something heavy, but, there's a very important but here. It's important that we don't become despondent. Because what happens nowadays, we talk about these things, they say, oh no, I'm so hopeless, and I'm going to become, you know, sad, and I have no hope left, and no, I'm just going to go downhill. No. The point in saying this is to motivate us to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to motivate us to do good. Not that we become despondent and we just go to sleep and that's it, and then we just give up on life. No, that's not the point. The point is to motivate us to do good, right? So that we seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we seek the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah, Allah will forgive us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a lot of hope as well, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has taken upon himself to be merciful. أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. Whoever amongst you commits evil ignorantly or recklessly, ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ, and then repents afterwards, وَأَصْلَحَ, and mends their ways, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, then Allah is truly all-forgiving and most merciful. Okay? So, let's not become despondent. Yes, we take our sins seriously. We consider them to be a heavy burden, but at the same time, we balance that fear with hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, Allah azza wa jal tells us that He is most merciful. And if we repent, ثم تاب من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده, you repent afterwards, وأصلح, and you correct your ways, فإنه غفور رحيم, then Allah is truly all forgiving and most merciful. And this goes for all sins, right? So if we do that, and we can become the best of the people in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون, that all the children of Adam are sinners, are bound to make mistakes. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ, and the best among the sinners are those who repent. Okay, so you become the best by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three-step purification process. You know, you go through a process to purify your machinery or, you know, your appliances or whatever it is that you want to purify and clean. Okay, your clothes perhaps. Three-step purification process. So first is stop and desist the action, right? The action has to stop. So the action of disobedience has to stop, because otherwise it's like a leaky bucket, right? It keeps leaking. It keeps, you know, leaking out, or a pipe that keeps leaking. You know, if you have a pipe that's leaking in your house, okay, and you're going to try to mop up the mess, and you're going to try to repair the walls, but the leak is still there. What's the benefit, right? It's going to keep messing it up. So the first thing that has to happen is the action needs to stop, even briefly. Okay, you got to stop the action first. Even if that leak stops temporarily, you got to stop it. Secondly, feeling remorse. right? Feeling bad about it, feeling remorse, but again, not to the point of hopelessness, but feeling remorse that, yeah, I did something wrong. I shouldn't have done that. You know, so having that feeling inside of us. And then thirdly, making a solid resolve to never return to that sin, to that action again, and really trying not to. Okay, but if it happens that we go back to it again, then we repeat the process. This process can go on endlessly as long as we are sincere each time. That's the main condition. As long as we are sincere and we're trying our best each time, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us each time. And of course, fourthly, if it has to do with the rights of people, then restoring people's rights or their property, right? And don't fall into this trap that I was talking about last week of shaitan saying that, oh, I'm too bad to repent. I've gone beyond the point of no return. There's no hope in me. Let me just go and continue sinning. No, this is a trap from shaitan. Do not fall for that. There is always hope. As long as you're alive and you're conscious, there is hope and you can turn back. But we don't know when that is going to end. We don't know when we might become unconscious. SubhanAllah, today we don't know who's going to be in the ICU, right? That's the situation. Who's going to be on a ventilator, not able to speak, not able to breathe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So use this opportunity to turn and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to repent and to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry in front of Allah. It's good to cry in front of Allah. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of tenderness of heart and sincerity in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anas radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Allah the Almighty said, O son of Adam, as long as you call upon me and ask of me, I shall forgive you for what you have done, and I shall not mind. O son of Adam, were your sins to reach the clouds of the sky, and were you then to ask forgiveness of me, I would forgive you. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, can you imagine how many sins that would be? If you were to come to me with sins as great as the earth, and were you then to face me, ascribing no partner to me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as it, subhanAllah. Okay? So flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters. Fafirru ilallah. Flee towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not wait until it is too late and we just surrender in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. Wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu. على نيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh Allah, all praise and thanks are due to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, you have blessed us in so many ways. Oh Allah, you have brought us to this blessed month once again, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we are your weak servants. Oh Allah, we are your weak servants. Oh Allah, we are your weak servants, filled with mistakes and shortcomings and sins, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we have made ourselves filthy with sins, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, throughout the year, we have spent time disobeying you, going against your guidance, your commands, and the guidance of your beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, only you know how many sins we have accumulated. Oh Allah, only you know the state of our hearts. Oh Allah, only you know how much filth and rust has accumulated upon our spiritual hearts, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we are sinners. Oh Allah, criminals in some ways who don't even realize that we have sinned and that we have committed crimes, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we are so deluded, we are so weak, we don't even realize our weaknesses, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we don't even know. Oh Allah, such is our state that we don't even know what you want from us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, guide us and show us the way, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimeen, make us the way you want us to be, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, grant us nearness to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we want to be close to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we want to be forgiven, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we just want you to accept us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please purify our hearts. Oh Allah, please purify our hearts of all the filth that it contains. Oh Allah, please purify our minds of all the filth that it contains. Oh Allah, please purify our bodies of all the illnesses and physical ailments that they contain, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please forgive us for all our shortcomings. Oh Allah, rectify our hearts and our deeds, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect our loved ones. Oh Allah, please protect our loved ones, our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our fellow human beings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, grant them your unseen protection, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so much death, Allah, so much illness. Oh Allah, this is a major trial that we are facing. Oh Allah, please lift this trial from upon us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of those who are ill, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many families that are in a panic at this moment because their loved ones are hospitalized or are in critical condition. Oh Allah, please cure them and grant them relief, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please remove their anxieties and their stresses, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many have lost loved ones. Oh Allah, please grant them forgiveness, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, increase their ranks. Oh Allah, and accept them from amongst the shuhada, the martyrs, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please bless us all with halal income and health and safety, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please relieve those who are in pain. Oh Allah, please relieve those who are in pain. Oh Allah, remove the hardships and trials from those who are going through hardships, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so much pain and suffering around the world. Oh Allah, youngsters, babies, children, mothers, women, men, oh Allah, children, youth, elderly, oh Allah, different people all over the world suffering in different ways. Oh Allah, please grant them ease, oh Allah, and forgive us for our shortcomings and our mistakes that have brought us to this point, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please have mercy upon the ummah of your beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please make us the people of goodness in this life and the next, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamd, anta qayyumu as-samawati wal-ardi wa man fihin. Wa laka alhamdu, laka mulku as-samawati wal-ardi wa man fihin. Wa laka alhamdu, anta nuru as-samawati wal-ardi wa man fihin. ولك الحمد أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ولك الحمد أنت الحق ووعدك الحق ولقاؤك حق وقولك حق والجنة حق والنار حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والساعة حق اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وعليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وبك خاصمنا وإليك حاكمنا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان اللهم اغفر لنا في رمضان اللهم ارحمنا في رمضان اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل قيامنا اللهم تقبل تلاوتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل صيامنا فيه صيام الصائمين وقيامنا فيه قيام القائمين وهب لنا فيه اليسر والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير وقربنا إلى مرضاتك وجنبنا فيه من سخطك ونقماتك ووفقنا فيه لقراءة آياتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من خزي النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار اللهم أعتق رقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا من النار اللهم اغفر لجميع موتى المسلمين الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم وعفو عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم، والفوز بالجنة، والنجاة من النار. اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية، واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء، اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك وأنت الغني عنا، اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك وأنت الغني عنا. اللهم ارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا، اللهم ارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا وتولى أمرنا. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا، ومن كل هم فرجا، ومن كل بلاء عافية. اللهم آمن روعاتنا، واستر عوراتنا، وأصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا، وأحسن خواتمنا، واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا، وعملا متقبلا، ورزقا حلالا واسعا، ولسانا ذاكرا، وقلبا خاشعا، ويقينا صادقا، وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، والعجز والكسل، والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال. اللهم بارك في أعمار آبائنا وأمهاتنا، ومتعهم بالصحة والعافية. اللهم ارحم من انتقل منهم إلى رحمتك، اللهم أنزلهم منزلا مباركا. اللهم بارك في المحسنين الذين ينفقون أموالهم ابتغاء وجهك الكريم. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين، خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، ووحد صفوفهم، وأصلح قادتهم، واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى، اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان، خصوصا في بورما، وفي فلسطين، وفي الصين، وفي كشمير، وفي الهند، وفي سريلانكا، وفي بلاد الشام، في سوريا، وفي العراق، وفي اليمن، وفي الصومال، وفي أفغانستان، وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا رب العالمين. Jazakum Allah khairan, my brothers and sisters. Please offer four rakats of Dhuhr prayer at home. And as we have announced, we are conducting, we are allowed only 10 people for Salatul Jum'ah. So we do conduct a draw. And if your name comes up from those who attended Salatul Jum'ah over the past 4 weeks, then inshallah you will be receiving an email. And otherwise, please go ahead and offer four rakats of Dhuhr at home. And we also want to give a special thanks to say Jazakum Allah khairan to everyone who has already donated this Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we achieved last Friday's goal, alhamdulillah, of $20,000. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and keep you all safe and increase you in all goodness. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Inshallah, we are aiming to surpass $40,000 today. Inshallah, you can go online, canadamuslims.ca/donate, to donate now. And there's multiple options, whether you want to send an e-transfer or donate through PayPal or send a check or even use a debit machine. You know, subhanAllah, there's no guarantees on life and death, right? So we may be planning to donate on the 27th night or at a particular time, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best as to where we're going to be and if we will be able to give or not. So my brothers and sisters, please make your intention and at least try to give something now, whatever you're able to. InshaAllah, if Allah wills, you can give more later as well. You know, let us build together. Alhamdulillah, we're trying our best. It's a small effort, but alhamdulillah, you know, with all your love and your support and du'as and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy, you know, we're trying to do the best that we can. So please continue to make dua for us. Remember us in your dua. And remember all of your brothers and sisters in your dua, and give whatever you can, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always be pleased with you and your children. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairah. Take care of yourselves. See you tonight for KMA Sunset.